BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A man has been arrested in New York on suspicion of planning to blow up the city's Federal Reserve building. Kwasi Nafis, a 21-year-old from Bangladesh, was seized as he tried to detonate what he thought was a van full of explosives. Barbara Plett reports from Washington.
A statement issued by the Department of Justice says the 21-year-old Bangladeshi man, Kwasi Mohammed Nafis, came to America in January with the intention of carrying out a terrorist act. But one of the people he allegedly tried to recruit to help him turned out to be an FBI informer, so he was monitored closely. Police say at no time was the public in any danger. In fact, in what was clearly a sting operation, an FBI agent posing as an Al-Qaeda facilitator supplied him with what he thought were explosives. The agent was with him on Wednesday morning when he assembled what he thought was a 1,000-pound bomb and allegedly tried to detonate it next to the Federal Reserve Bank. He was arrested immediately afterwards.
An Iranian-American man has pleaded guilty to charges of participating in a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to the United States. American prosecutors said Mansour Arbab-Sayar attempted to recruit a Mexican drug cartel to bomb a Washington restaurant while the Saudi ambassador dined there last year. He told a court in New York that he conspired with members of the Iranian military. The American sportswear company Nike has ended its sponsorship of the American cyclist and Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong, saying there is insurmountable evidence he took part in doping. The cyclist has always denied doping, but last week said he would not contest a dossier published by the US anti-doping agency, which accused him of cheating his way to the top. Alex Capstick reports.
The sportswear manufacturer had pledged to support Lance Armstrong, but it seems the weight of evidence supplied by the United States Anti-Doping Agency has convinced Nike to end its long-standing relationship with the most successful cyclist in the history of the Tour de France. In a statement, it accused him of apparently misleading the company for more than a decade. The news was released minutes after Lance Armstrong announced he would no longer be a figurehead for Livestrong, the cancer charity he formed in 1997. He said he wanted to limit the damage caused by the doping scandal.
On the eve of a European summit in Brussels, Germany has urged its European partners to agree to pool more economic sovereignty. From Berlin, Chris Morris.
Germany is now pushing the idea that a new and powerful currency commissioner should be created for the Eurozone, with real power to determine the shape and scope of national budgets. The finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, has set out an ambitious negotiating position, a full fiscal union which would demand a convention to be set up next year to change EU treaties. Many Eurozone countries clearly disagree. They believe there are other priorities that should be addressed first and progress that can be made within existing treaties.
BBC News. Uruguay has become the second country in Latin America after Cuba to legalize abortion. In a narrow vote, the Uruguayan Senate approved legislation that allows women to have an abortion in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. The measure was only approved after politicians reached a compromise criticized by pro-abortion campaigners. President José Mujica needs to sign the bill into law, but has already said he supports it. Turkey's armed forces have returned fire across the border into Syria after a Syrian mortar shell landed just inside Turkey's Hatay province. Turkish officials said that no one had been hurt by the Syrian shell. It's the latest in a series of cross-border incidents linked to the conflict in Syria. The governing body of European football has opened a disciplinary hearing into both the Serbian and English football associations following a chaotic under-21 playoff match. UEFA officials said the two bodies were being investigated for what it called the improper conduct of their players after alleged racist chanting by Serbian fans. Dejan Radojevic reports.
Most match commentators say they could clearly hear racist chanting during the game. But Serbia's Football Association is categorically denying that any such abuse took place. A statement on their website does acknowledge that a fight between members of the two teams took place immediately after the game ended, but it blames England's black defender, Danny Rose. They accused him of making a vulgar gesture towards Serbian fans. The BBC commentator at the game said Danny Rose was visibly upset by what he perceived as racist abuse during the game.
Personal belongings of the 18th century French queen Marie Antoinette have been sold at auction in Paris. A pair of green and pink silk slippers, which Marie Antoinette is thought to have worn only once, went for $65,000. BBC News.